Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 18, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. CD4 less than sub greater than plus less than slash sub greater than tregs regulate heart growth and regeneration through MRG15 slash TIP60 mediated epigenomic remodeling in proliferating cardiomyocytes. The study demonstrated that CD4 positive T regulatory cells regulate heart growth and regeneration. This regulation occurs through MRG15 by T1. P60, mediated epigenomic remodeling within proliferating cardiomyocytes. The chromatin regulatory network was found to be crucial in orchestrating the dynamic changes in gene expression for the regenerative response in the neonatal heart. These findings provide a deeper understanding of the mechanisms controlling heart regeneration, which is critical for addressing limited regenerative capacity in the adult mammalian heart. Article number 2. Temporal trends in the use of oral anticoagulants and clinical outcomes in older, elderly, and very elderly patients with atrial fibrillation. A Danish nationwide study. This nationwide Danish study analyzed temporal trends in the use of oral anticoagulants and associated clinical outcomes in older patients with new-onset atrial fibrillation. The study found that anticoagulation therapy patterns in patients with atrial fibrillation have evolved significantly over time, especially following the introduction of direct oral anticoagulants. The analysis investigated how these changes in anticoagulant uptake have impacted clinical outcomes across older adults, 65 to 74 years, elderly, 75 to 84 years, and very elderly, 85 years and older, patient groups. This provides critical information on how treatment strategies and patient prognoses for atrial fibrillation have shifted in an aging population. Article number 3. Automated patch clamp data improve variant classification and penetrant stratification for SCN5A Brugada syndrome. The study demonstrated that automated patch clamp data significantly improves the classification of SCN5A variants in penetrant stratification for Brugada syndrome. This approach addresses complications in genetic workup arising from SCN5A variants of uncertain significance and incomplete penetrance. The deployment of an SCN5A Brugada syndrome functional assay at a cohort scale was found to facilitate the implementation of genetic and precision medicine for this inherited arrhythmia disorder. These findings refine the diagnostic and risk stratification process for the approximately 20% of Brugada syndrome patients with rare SCN5A variants. Article number 4. Cirrhotic cardiomyopathy predicts new-onset heart failure within the first year after liver transplantation. This retrospective cohort study found that cirrhotic cardiomyopathy predicts new-onset heart failure within the first year following liver transplantation. The study identified an association between cirrhotic cardiomyopathy, defined using the Cirrhotic Cardiomyopathy Consortium 2020 criteria, and major adverse cardiovascular events after liver transplantation. This established the significant impact of cirrhotic cardiomyopathy on post-transplant cardiac outcomes. These results demonstrate that pre-transplant cardiac assessment for cirrhotic cardiomyopathy is crucial for identifying patients at high risk for developing heart failure after liver transplantation. Article number 5. Role of physician assistants and their impact on cardiology specialty training in the United Kingdom. This study assessed the role and impact of physician assistants on cardiology specialty training in the United Kingdom by surveying resident doctors. The findings described the current scope of practice for physician assistants within UK cardiology, addressing previously undefined roles. The study evaluated the impact of physician assistant expansion on resident doctor training, directly responding to concerns regarding patient safety and training quality. These results provide clarity on the evolving roles of physician assistants in cardiology and their implications for junior cardiologist education and development. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.